sports, politics, life. Tickets for Less presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Use promo code KKHI at ticketsforless.com.
As predicted here on KKHI, the Chiefs win the first round of the NFL draft yet again. Oh my goodness. Xavier Worthy's headed to Kansas City. We got a whole bunch on this, the entire first round, and where the Chiefs may be headed next. Our presenting sponsor today is my good friend Jim and Joan Cotty at Smoke and Fire, the barbecue and fireplace, 119th and Metcalf. May is National Barbecue Month. They have all kinds of deals and discounts on new grills, smokers, accessories, gift baskets, utensils, you name it. On sale now. Go in and mention the podcast. I met with Jim yesterday, and he's going to be coming on the podcast in the next week or two, and we'll be talking about some great grilling tips and new products and ideas for the upcoming grilling season. Many of you grill year-round, of course, or use your smoker year-round when the weather is nice, but this is really the beginning and the start of it for a lot of folks, and we are going to welcome Smoke and Fire onto the podcast. They're just great folks. We've been affiliated with their business for almost 25 years. I've known Jim and Joan Cotty. They have a new location at 119th and Metcalf on the northwest corner in there by the Price Chopper. And we'd love for you to get out this weekend and get ready for barbecue season with everything you need, including pellets, charcoal, the good stuff. It's all at Smoke and Fire, the barbecue and fireplace, 119th and Metcalf in Overland Park. Please mention the podcast when you go in there. And this is a special little secret I'm not supposed to mention yet. We're putting together a really cool contest for only one of our winners. They're not going to advertise it anywhere else. Only one of our winners is going to win a really, really great prize from Smoke and Fire in May. So you're going to want to get in there and get signed up. No purchase necessary. That's going to be a lot of fun. Smoke and Fire, 119th and Metcalf in Overland Park. Okay, you couldn't have had a better script for the Chiefs in the first round of the NFL draft. This is just insane what the NFL is allowing the Chiefs to do. The absurdity of this is, the first thing is Xavier Worthy, and we'll get to him and why he's such a perfect fit with the Chiefs and why this makes so much sense and how much of a slam dunk pick this was. We'll get there. But let's talk about the absurdity of the rest of the league. First, the Buffalo Bills. They trade out with the Chiefs and allow the Chiefs to move up 7 years ago, so the Chiefs get Patrick freaking Mahomes. Okay? Last night, they trade out and allow the Chiefs to get the receiver, the exact receiver that they want for Patrick Mahomes. This is the replacement for Tyreek Hill. This is the downfield home run threat receiver replacement for Tyreek Hill that's been missing since Hill's been gone. The Chiefs altered their offense. They became dink and dunk. We have seen what the Chiefs did last year. They were 30th in the league in actual yards. The ball was thrown in the air for touchdowns. Everything was dink and dunk with the Chiefs. They have not had the downfield threat. Now, they've won two Super Bowls without him, which is phenomenal, but you're bringing back the home run threat in the offense with Xavier Worthy out of Texas, the fastest player in the combine, 4.21 speed. This is insane. And the Buffalo Bills did business with the Chiefs. First of all, the rule in Buffalo, if I own the team, is do not answer the phone from the Kansas City Chiefs on draft day. Don't. Not even in the fourth round. We're not taking their calls. No, thank you. If you're an AFC team and you even answer the phone from the Chiefs when they want to make a trade with you, you're crazy. You've lost your mind. Can the rest of the AFC not see that the Chiefs are really good at this draft thing too? Can they not see this? Because from where I'm sitting, it's as clear as the front of my hand. These teams are crazy. Then the Bills trade out of 32 down to 33, and the Panthers come up. And did they take a receiver too? I'm confused by what the Panthers got there at 32, but the Bills haven't even picked yet. And they're apparently going to take a receiver at number 33 and still traded with the Chiefs and allowed them to get the perfect fit for the Chiefs offense. And maybe Worthy wasn't their guy. Maybe they want a different kind of receiver in Buffalo. I'm cool with that, but you still don't do business with the Chiefs. You still do this and hope that the Niners take Worthy or somebody else keeps the Chiefs game. This was so obvious to the rest of the league. Okay, we didn't see it. The media didn't see it. The NFL's pretty good at covering up what they're doing in the draft. Xavier Worthy, after the Chiefs drafted him last night, he said, You know, when he called his shot, if he's going to pick the perfect team, the spot for him, he knew this going into the draft, the perfect spot for him was Kansas City. But he said, everybody thought the NFL was never going to let me get there. Translation, the other teams in the AFC were never going to allow Worthy to fall to the Chiefs. That was not going to happen. Somebody that needed a receiver was going to stop it and say, well, it's even. It's this guy or Pearsall or, you know, one of the other receivers. We're taking this guy so he can't get to Kansas City. Worthy himself said everybody knew that this is what Kansas City wanted. So when Buffalo pulled the trigger with the Chiefs on the trade, they knew exactly who the Chiefs were taking. And they knew exactly how Worthy fits in the offense. This is not Rashee Rice. This is not Hollywood Brown. These three receivers now that the Chiefs have fit together like a glove. It's perfection in the receiving core. I mean, look, Xavier Worthy, if he has the same learning curve as Rashee Rice, by December is going to be a game breaker. Downfield, speed busting, game breaker. Patrick Mahomes extending plays with the fastest guy on the field wearing a Chiefs jersey again. We saw this with Tyreek Hill. We saw it, and it's been missing. It's been missing. The Chiefs won two Super Bowls without Tyreek Hill, but it's been missing. We haven't seen the home runs. It's back. Xavier Worthy's that guy. The Chiefs don't move up four spots to get him to do that. In fact, the Chiefs would never say this out loud, but I'm gonna guess that they would tell you that Xavier Worthy is a better fit and they'd actually rather have him than Marvin Harrison Jr. Maybe not. Maybe not. Marvin Harrison Jr. could be a generational receiver, so maybe not. But they're every bit as happy and certainly picking 32nd, knowing that they've got no chance at Brock Bowers at tight end or Marvin Harrison Jr. at wide receiver. This is what they wanted. The Chiefs do not waste time drafting offensive linemen. What did the rest of the AFC do? Well, the Bills were doing business to help the Chiefs. What did the rest of the AFC do? Well, let's take a look. The Chargers took an offensive lineman. Stupid. It's one of their strengths, actually, is offensive line. Denver got the sixth with the 12th pick overall. Denver got the sixth quarterback. Sixth quarterback. Didn't get Michael Penix. No, they got Bo Nix. Cincinnati, an offensive lineman that's a project, only played in 8 games last year, limited in snaps. It's a learning curve. The Bengals took an offensive lineman they're going to have to coach up over the course of a year. The Raiders got the tight end, and he's going to be a great one. So I can't badmouth the Raiders pick. Pittsburgh, borderline playoff team every year, good organization, sluggish offense. They took an offensive guard. Tennessee always hangs around and has a chance to win their division. They took an offensive lineman. What on earth is the AFC doing? So in an offense-heavy first round of the draft, 9 offensive linemen were taken, almost all of them in the AFC, and the AFC all but ignored the positions that matter most in the first round. The Patriots took a quarterback. They got Drake May. If Drake May's the real deal, that's something that the Chiefs are going to have to deal with down the road. Gerard Mayo's the new coach there. Belichick's gone. They got a rookie coach, a rookie quarterback. It doesn't really frighten you at this point. And Denver took Bo Nix, who's like 29 years old, and the 6th quarterback taken in the draft. Okay, well, Denver's trying. I don't badmouth people for taking quarterbacks. They're trying, but what a bad spot they were in. They needed to trade up. If Denver was going quarterback, they needed to package something and make a move and go get a guy. The Atlanta Falcons. Okay, I'm going to do something you're never going to hear anywhere else. The entire world is melting down over the fact that the Atlanta Falcons at number 8 had signed Kirk Cousins to a 4-year, $150 million contract or whatever the heck it is, 90-some million guaranteed, that they signed him to come play quarterback and then drafted Michael Penix at number 8 and that they didn't tell Cousins all along they were considering doing it. They kept it very quiet. When the Falcons were on the clock, they called Cousins and said, we're taking a quarterback. And he was shocked. He was stunned. But he shouldn't be. The Chiefs did this when they had Alex Smith. Alex Smith's last year in Kansas City, he was the number one rated quarterback in the entire NFL. And they let him go and started playing Patrick Mahomes. This is a business. They were watching, looking on the field and said, we have a better quarterback here. We're going to play him. So you can blast Atlanta, but the GM is like, I'm not going to get fired because Kirk Cousins comes in here and loses games. All right, Cousins has never won anything. I like him. He's a good quarterback. He's an improvement for Atlanta. But he's not Mahomes. He's not Josh Allen. Maybe Michael Penix is. Some people think he might be the best passer in the draft. I can't badmouth at all Atlanta and what they did. The only other person that I heard say this last night when everybody else was just melting down that the Falcons had done this was Nick Saban. Nick Saban's on ABC, and he's saying, I get this. You got an older quarterback here that gets injured. And he didn't say what I'm saying, that hasn't really won much in Kirk Cousins. It's your owner's money. Spend the money on the quarterback. The Penix is cheap. So that's irrelevant. Atlanta's trying. They're trying. Of all these teams in the draft last night, Pittsburgh took a guard. A guard in the first round. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Have you watched them play? What's more Tennessee and Pittsburgh than both those teams taking offensive linemen? They're playing a different game. They're stuck in the 90s. They're not playing the game the way it's played. Nine offensive linemen taken in the first round, and it's mostly AFC teams. Like, of the top five quarterbacks taken, the top five, this is this separate group. Nix was considered a little bit of an outsider, maybe a stretch for Denver at 12. Maybe he should have gone somewhere around 20, something like that, whatever. The top five quarterbacks, the top five, four of those five are in the NFC. The AFC is rolling over and playing dead. They're not playing the Chiefs. And then the Chiefs make the move and get the perfect guy for the Kansas City Chiefs. You can't make this up. The San Francisco 49ers say they're not trading one of their wide receivers. And what did they draft right after the Chiefs picked? What did the Niners draft? A wide receiver, Ricky Pearsall. The Niners get it. We talked about this all week on this podcast. The Niners know how to draft. They didn't take an offensive lineman with their pick. They got another wide receiver because you can't have enough. When you're trying to win the Super Bowl and your opponent has just kicked a field goal in overtime, and you got to go down and score and win the game. You got to go get a touchdown. You need players. You need a quarterback. You need receivers. You need players. And the Chiefs got one. As far as I'm concerned, the Falcons are the story of day one because they shocked everybody by taking the quarterback. They did the right thing. You keep trying. You throw numbers at the quarterback position until you get it right. An excellent story came out yesterday prior to the draft. I don't know if you saw this. The year before the Chiefs selected Patrick Mahomes, they were trading up. The Chiefs wanted to trade up to get Paxton Lynch to be Alex Smith's replacement. I mean, the second Alex Smith got here, they're like, we got a good quarterback, but we need a better one. We need a better one than this. We need a better one than this. We need a better one than this. And they wouldn't stop until they got their guy. They're trying to trade up to get Paxton Lynch. This would have been 2015, 16, right in there, the year before Mahomes is picked. As the story goes, the Chiefs couldn't trade up because they needed a third round pick to package to get Paxton Lynch, who the Broncos got, because they had a third round pick to package to move up in the first round. The Chiefs didn't have a third round pick because the NFL took it away because the Chiefs tampered to get Jeremy Maclin, the former Missouri receiver. The Chiefs were guilty of tampering, got Jeremy Maclin, who didn't do much here, were punished, had a third round draft pick taken away, which led them to not moving up to get Paxton Lynch. So they traded down and out of the first round and got Chris Jones. And the next year, they come back and trade up and get Patrick Mahomes. Because they were guilty of tampering, the Chiefs got Chris Jones and Patrick Mahomes. You can't make this up. When the Chiefs start trading, you're screwed. The only trade I can think of that would have blown up in their face was Paxton Lynch. That would have been a bad one. And that was probably John Dorsey that wanted that. Not Brett Veach or Andy, but they were going to do it. They were willing to do it, and it's out there, and it's remarkable how this works. And I don't understand why the rest of the league doesn't just say no. The phone's ringing. It's Kansas City. Click. If I'm the GM, somebody answer my phone for me. If it's the Chiefs, tell them no. Goodbye. Not doing it. It's simply remarkable. The other thing that you didn't hear, and this is maybe 2, 3, 4 years in a row now. If you're like me and you've watched the draft and studied football and loved football for a long, long time, how many times did you hear Carl Peterson say, and more, I mean, even after that, Scott Pioli used to say it, we're going to take the best player available. We're going to take the guy on our draft board that's highest rated. And every year I called BS on these guys. I said, you're lying. You're full of crap. There's no way you do that. You have a football team. The Chiefs have a need for a downfield threat. Okay? They didn't take the best player available. They took the best player available for them at a position of need. You don't take the best player available. I'm so glad that is dead and gone. I fought that my entire career, and everybody thought I was crazy. I used to take call after call after call from people that are like, it's okay the Chiefs took the offensive lineman. He was the best player available. I'm like, no, it's not okay they took an offensive lineman. They're not going to win anything with the offensive lineman. That's not going to get it. They need game breakers. They need speed. They need a quarterback. They need whatever. They don't need another tackle or guard or center. Oh, my God, who took a center? Somebody took a center. I about fell out of my chair last night. Oh, Tampa. They're like, okay, here comes some help for Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield settled in. He's the quarterback. He needs some help on his offense. Here it comes. And they're leading to the pick. The pick is in, and Goodell walks up there. Center from, I don't know, Notre Dame or something. And the announcers went silent. They're like, oh. See, they won't say what I'm saying. They won't say. You don't fix Baker Mayfield with a center. Okay? You want Baker Mayfield to be all he can be. Surround him with weapons. I mean, if they took an edge rusher or a corner in Tampa, okay. I get it. A center? Oh, my God. These people, I'm telling you, all this is I don't want to get fired. That center is going to play. He's going to play right away, and he'll probably play 10 years, and he'll probably go to the Pro Bowl 5 times. That's all well and good. That ain't winning you a Super Bowl. Chiefs had Tim Grunhard forever. He was terrific. I don't remember him playing in the Super Bowl. It's just, I can't. It's such a multi-billion dollar business, and these people are smart, and yet they're so stupid. They're so stupid. Literally, all you have to do is put one of your analytics nerds from MIT on the Chiefs and say, do me a favor, study everything they've done in the draft since Brett Veach arrived in working with Andy Reid. Go back 7 years, 8 years. I don't think Veach was here at the very beginning of Andy's tenure. He might have been. He might have been 1 or 2 years in. He came. I want you to study everything they've done. I want to see an algorithm and a model, and we're following it. That's what we're doing. We're doing it. And the first thing they'll see, because you would, an MIT guy or a smart guy would not just use the draft. They'd say, who'd they sign in free agency? What trades did they make? What did they cherish? And they will say there was an absolute onslaught of effort to acquire the right quarterback. Now, the Chiefs are driving a Lamborghini now. They've got Patrick Mahomes, so they don't have to be that team chasing after the quarterback. But the Falcons doing it? Man, I think it's good business. Find your quarterback first, then fix your team. You don't even, if Penix is like a really great quarterback, you probably don't even know right now what he needs around him to make him the best possible player. So what's the point? Would the Falcons been better off taking a guard or a center than Michael Penix? No. No, take another quarterback. Kirk Cousins is old. You're paying him the money either way. He's got 2 years guaranteed. That sounds about right. He'll probably get hurt. Penix is going to play, and he may just take over. I give credit to teams that at least, I know that GM was sitting, if you saw the video, Arthur Blank, the owner of the Falcons, is like in the draft room, like, what the hell? Like, he didn't see it coming. The owner didn't see it coming. And the dude's explaining it to him. And I don't know if he explained it well or not, but I'm telling you, this general manager is going down swinging. If he fails in Atlanta and gets fired because he's got two quarterbacks, that's better than getting fired because you have none. Okay? He took a giant swing in the offseason and got Kirk Cousins. Now he took a giant swing in the draft. And he's trying to set himself up. He's probably looking at Brett Veach going, look at Brett Veach. Look at the money Veach is making. Look at the job he's got. Look at his hardware. And look what he's done. Get your quarterback. Awesome night of the draft. I saw an excellent tweet on X after the Chiefs traded four spots and got Xavier Worthy, who is the fastest receiver in the draft. The Chiefs didn't lose a draft pick here. They dropped from 95 to 133. The Chiefs now have Hollywood Brown, Rashee Rice, and Xavier Worthy after winning Super Bowls, throwing touchdown passes to Mecole Hardman, MVS, Sky Moore, and Kadarius Toney. NFL, you had your chance. You had your chance. Chiefs receiving core is back. KKHI is brought to you by McConnell & Associates. Wherever you walk, park, or play, McConnell & Associates has paved it, sealed it, striped it. They've done it all. From design, build of parking lots or sports services, they cruise, specialize in concrete work, grading, drainage, asphalt, paving, and repairs. Even your neighborhood tennis court, swimming pool, or pickleball court is likely McConnell & Associates. If you're on a city council or an HOA board and you have work to be done in your neighborhood, they'd love to hear from you. Or if you've got a big property, one of those big, long lake driveways or something like that, they're in St. Louis, Kansas City, Wichita, they're all over the place. McConnell & Associates will do it for you. Call Bart Danler at 816-287-3330. That's 816-287-3330. If you want to connect with their website, the easiest way to find McConnell & Associates is to go to thekklist.com and click them there. It'll take you right to their website, thekklist.com. For McConnell & Associates, everywhere you walk, park, or play, they build it for you. Call Bart at 816-287-3330. Ideal Health KC is regenerative medicine. Dr. Kip Van Camp is the leader in his field. He's been published worldwide on multiple journals about joint pain, chronic pain, COVID shot issues, and other maladies that you can't get rid of with steroids or surgery or pharmaceuticals. If that's you and you're dealing with pain, let your body's tissue work for you. This could be your answer. Dr. Kip Van Camp would love to consult with you and discuss whatever it is that you have. IdealHealthKC.com, 913-745-5300 for IdealHealthKC.com. Aspen Wealth Management in Overland Park is, well, they're offering free financial checkups, which nobody in this industry does. They love the listeners at KKHI. They said, listen, anybody that wants to come in and meet with us, we'll do a financial checkup for you. We'll take a look at what you're doing. We'll give you some advice. That doesn't mean you're investing with them. It doesn't cost you a penny to get free advice. These guys, the Holsinger brothers, love the podcast. That means they love you. They're really smart about investing. They really know the markets. They know all about dynamic smart portfolios and things like that. But mostly, they know a lot about making ends meet. And if you think you're not doing something right and you want a financial checkup, go on in there and meet with them. Sit down with Trevor. He'll give you 30 minutes, 45 minutes of his time absolutely free. And say, okay, maybe try this, do that, whatever. And it may not even involve investing. Aspen Wealth Management is online at aspenwealth.com or call Trevor at 491-0500. That's 913-491-0500 for Aspen Wealth. Is Aspen the place for you? Aspenwealth.com. Roberts Robinson is home of the lifetime warranty. The weekend is here. A lot of folks shop for new Chevys or GMCs. That's the place in Excelsior Springs. Look online before you go. Call my man Tim up there and say, I want that new Denali. His number is 816-826-1563. It's robertsrobinson.com. Robertsrobinson.com, home of the lifetime warranty and $100 rebate. I got a $170 rebate on four tires right now at Roberts Robinson. Related Chiefs news, well, not completely related. Those three Chiefs fans that died the week of the Chargers game, the last regular season game of the year in the Northland in North Kansas City, or Kansas City, Missouri North, I'm not sure which. I think it is Kansas City, Missouri, where they were. Those three Chiefs fans that died out in the yard and were there and basically froze to death. The autopsy results are in, and cocaine and fentanyl is what they were on. So cocaine and fentanyl at a Chiefs party in freezing cold temperatures and going outside after taking it or going outside to take it was a lethal combination for these three Chiefs fans. And that is another sad story in Biden's America. Well, I don't know. It changes the way you think or feel about what happened. People live your own lives, but snort coke or take coke at your own peril. People who take drugs know this stuff's laced with fentanyl now. It's not like this is something people don't know. Certainly people who take drugs know it more than people like me who don't take drugs. I would think that somebody that snorts coke or does whatever would know more that some of this stuff could have fentanyl in it than somebody who doesn't do drugs. This isn't some high school kid that said, yeah, take this little pill. It's nothing. It's a roofie or something or, you know, whatever. And it's filled with fentanyl. That's not what this is. I find it hard to believe these were first-time users. They were adult men on a Sunday afternoon watching a Chiefs game that didn't matter. So I find it hard to believe that's the first time you've done cocaine. But whatever. The autopsy results are back, and their bodies were filled with coke and fentanyl. That's a sad story either way, but wow. The Royals, after a long, wild rain delay, get a win yesterday and moved to 16-10. They had lost three in a row, and then they just came back and won three in a row from Toronto, which is a good team. And the Royals did this largely by not scoring runs. Cole Reagans was terrific for five innings on Thursday, and then the game wound up raining out after 4 hours or however long they took. Salvador Perez hit a two-run homer in the first inning, and that's all the Royals needed to win 2-1 in five innings. Had to be a tough loss for the Blue Jays, who pick up a third loss in a row. They wanted to play in the worst possible way. They played in the rain. It was muddy. There was all kinds of nonsense going on. And then after it rained and rained and rained and rained and rained, the field was too soft to restart. The Royals are playing in Detroit at noon on Friday because they want to get the game over before the draft starts. The Royals will be playing not very far from where the draft is. They're just a few blocks away. So they're playing a noon game. They had to get in the air, man. They couldn't sit there and play until 11 o'clock, wait until 11 o'clock at night to finish a game, get on a flight, get to sleep at 3 a.m., have a 7 a.m., 8 a.m. wake-up call to get to the ballpark at 9. So the league got involved, and they canceled this thing. It was one of the strangest games ever, but the Royals win it. And it just seems to be going like that for the Royals. Folks, they just won three games in a row against the Blue Jays, who are good, and they didn't hit a lick. Did the Royals in those games score combined eight runs in three games and won all three of them? Whew, that's pretty strong now. That's pretty strong. It can't keep doing it. You're going to have to score five or six runs a lot of nights. Let's go. Let's get that offense rolling. But we're happy the Royals were able to do that. A couple of basketball notes as the playoffs continue. Joel Embiid, former Kansas star, scored 50 in the Sixers' playoff win last night. And then after the game, said to the media that he has Bell's palsy. We hear the word palsy, and it's alarming, right? Apparently, according to the team, this could go away in a few weeks or months, but right now he's been dealing with on and off migraines, dry eyes, blurred vision, and the left side of his face sort of freezing up and paralyzing from Bell's palsy. But he scored 50 last night and said after the game, I wish it would stay just like it is right now. He said, I'm really good today, but I've been dealing with this. They've diagnosed it, and that's the problem that I have. I've never heard of this with an athlete. I'm sure it's happened before, but I don't remember it. And the second I heard palsy, I went, oh my God. But apparently this, they believe it's temporary and will only last a few weeks or months, and it's on and off. For Joel Embiid, who is a spectacular basketball player. His teammate, Kelly Oubre, a couple of nights ago, the Sixers lost their playoff game. And according to a report, he went out after the loss and crashed his Lamborghini. Yikes. So KU buddies there. There's no details on the crash, on whether it was just like an accident, slipped in the rain, or whether it was high speed. There's no reason to believe anything bad happened other than he crashed his car. Heck, it may have just been a fender bender. We don't know. The reports are a little vague on exactly what happened, but a tough night to be the Sixers, lose a playoff game, and then go crash your Lambo. That would kind of stink, but there they sit with their Jayhawks and their stud Embiid, who's just a terrific player, just a sensational, sensational player. On to the news, brought to you by BStock.net. Of all the sponsors we have, Chris Myers is the most fanatical about the draft. We were texting all night last night about the draft. He loves the NFL draft. And, I mean, he's stunned like the rest of us. Wow, the Chiefs got the guy they wanted. Listen, he texts me sometimes with some of the deals they have at BStock. You know that MacBooks and iPads are great graduation presents this time of year, and you should be considering that. He texted me a really cool item that they have right now. These are really neat red mini refrigerators, 4.4 cubic feet. They're called Commercial Cool, and they're only $199 for podcast listeners. Mini fridges, perfect for a garage or maybe a storage room off your man cave in the basement or something like that, or build it into your bar. If you're rebuilding a bar, build it into it. Commercial Cool, you might even ask him about putting it outdoors, whether it would work outdoors, and maybe you have to bring it in the winter, I don't know, but awesome item, just $199, bstock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. Advanced medical imaging is online at MedImageKS.com. That's MedImageKS.com. See what's inside. It's time to get your heart scan. If you're 40 or over and haven't done this, they want to get your plaque score for you. They see all the organs in your torso and will send them right to your doctor or their doctor there. Dr. Suber can read it for you and let you know what they see inside for a very low cost. And goodness sakes, if you get some sort of diagnosis that you may have a tumor or something going on and you need an MRI or a CT scan, do not wait 5 weeks. Go now. Advanced medical imaging can see you today or tomorrow. MedImageKS.com. Very, very, very important stuff. And Earth Effects Outdoor is your new landscaping company. EEOutdoor.com. Whether you're just trimming up some bushes, bringing in some new mulch, or you want to put in landscape lighting this year that you haven't had, or maybe you want some for security reasons around your property, they do all that. EEOutdoor.com can build you fire pits, outdoor bars, outdoor kitchens, all hardscaping, or maybe you just want to plant a tree and watch it grow. EEOutdoor.com, 816-478-7700. I got a lot of feedback on the podcast yesterday. People really liked, I haven't spent much time talking about the buffoonery of Joe Biden, but one person emailed me and said, I lost track of how many times you called him a buffoon. And I'm like, okay, well, that's it. Biden the buffoon. That's fine. I'll keep using it. And we were talking about where he was reading the speech and the word pause came up and he read the word pause, which is just idiotic that he doesn't understand when he says four more years in a speech, stop and let people chant four more years. Well, we got a report today that they have changed. This is crazy. You remember last year they put new shoes on the guy? They're like, they put these new shoes on him because they're tired of seeing him trip. So he doesn't wear traditional dress shoes anymore. They did that. There's now a report that they have decided to no longer let him walk to Marine One, the helicopter, by himself. You know, it's a presidential tradition. The president in solitude, it's good for the image, walking alone to Marine One, very important person, very busy, walking alone, getting on that helicopter and flying away. The cameras are right there. Every president's done it. Joe Biden is ending it. His gait, the way he walks, polls very poorly with voters. They want to surround him with people now and walk to the helicopter so you can't see how poorly he walks. Folks, there is only one way other than cheating that Joe Biden wins this election, and that is the abortion issue. We'll get to that in a moment. That's the only chance he has. Everything else points at dead man walking, including his walking to the helicopter. You may recall last week seeing him walking with AOC and Bernie. And there was another old fart out there. Somebody said real nice that AOC is now volunteering for Visiting Angels. The third one might have been Schumer. I thought it was pretty cute. Nice of AOC to volunteer time for Visiting Angels to help these old people on a daily basis. Yeah, they're going to have people walk him to the helicopter. They want to shield him from the cameras or at least take your eyes off him and onto other people so you're not watching him walk as much as you are. I mean, this is unbelievable. They think that's going to get votes, win hearts and minds, new shoes, surrounding him with people to walk, writing the word pause on a teleprompter. Everything they do fails because he is a walking, stumbling, bumbling buffoon failure. He's a failure. They can cheat. They can cheat the election. We may be coming to a point where there's chaos and mayhem and demonstrations, and they start to say, oh, we can't have in-person voting again. We got to go back to the way we were doing it, and they start pushing for this in all these places. They're going to try. They'll try to do ballot dumps, drop boxes. They're going to try it all. The problem is we don't know what they're going to try. They've got something new they're going to try. They've had 4 years to come up with it. They've got something new that we don't know about that they're going to try. I am not telling you they can't cheat this election, but there is no way that man is our president. That's not possible. People are not stupid. At the very least, people would stay home and not vote for that guy. At the very least. Or vote for Kennedy or the Green Party candidate or something. I'm not suggesting hardened liberals change their vote, but you can't do it. You have to take this thing seriously, and nobody can seriously pull the lever for the guy. It's impossible. We're watching him. It's just not possible. The only other thing, and if I were Biden, well, first of all, if I were Democrats, I'd run him out. I've said that repeatedly. I would wait for summer, June or July. I'd have him hold a news conference, speak to the nation, and say, I don't feel well. I feel tired. I'm worn down. I'm not up for the job. We're going to the convention and we're finding somebody else. That's what I'd do if it was my party. If I was Barack Obama, that's what I'd do. I'd bring in somebody fresh and give it a shot, and it would probably work. Just my opinion. You can disagree with me. Not based on policy, just based on it not being Trump and not being Biden. Somebody else would have a great shot. Like, I think Ron DeSantis would have a better chance of being president right now than Trump. I do. I believe that. It's not what I want. I've said all along, I want Trump in there with 4 years to just burn the place down. That's what I want. And I think he'll do it. But this is what will kill the Republicans and Donald Trump if we don't get this issue out of politics. Quinnipiac poll, 66% of Americans say abortion should be legal and available in every state. 66%. 27% say illegal. I'm going to give you that number again, folks. The Democrats have a 66 to 27% position on abortion. It is decided in this country. This country is based, or has been for 250 years, based on the rule of law and democracy above religion. There is a separation of church and state, or even morality, or moral decisions. We had abortion for 50 years under Roe v. Wade. You can't take it away. You can't. The ship has sailed. This Republicans need to get away from this thing. If Republicans were to win all of it in November, they should pass a federal law. They should pass a federal law, 15 weeks. Abortions are legal for fetuses or whatever, 12 weeks, 10 weeks, whatever the number. The sweet spot seems to be 12 to 15 weeks. Most Americans agree that that seems like long enough time for the mother to decide or know that she's pregnant, and they don't. And most Americans do not consider that murder. I'm just telling you what Americans are thinking. You don't have to. Everybody's got their own, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you what you should believe or anything. What I'm telling you is, as a matter of fact, we can lose this entire country over this issue. We can lose our democracy. We can lose everything we've ever known. We could literally lose our Constitution over abortion. Do you want that? If abortion is that important to you, through either your morality or your religion, I applaud you for being a great person and someone who really, truly cares. Ask yourself if it's worth losing your country over. Because that's where we are. And that's Biden's only shot. And I think they're going to pound it, pound it, pound it. I think you're going to hear more on abortion than you can even stand. And if I were them, that's all I'd talk about. Because there is nothing else good happening out there for Joe Biden to talk about. I'd be going after the Swifties. I'd be courting every single one of them. You're going to see silly TikTok videos. If he could get an endorsement from Taylor Swift, I mean, it would just be huge. Just a photo op. Just appear at one of his rallies. Taylor Swift's going to introduce the president. We're having a rally at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. There'd be 20,000 people in there to watch her introduce the president. It's frightening. It is frightening that single female abortion freaks have so much political power in this country. It is just terrifying. Oh, you got to like this story. Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff, is running for Senate. He's running for Dianne Feinstein's position in California. I forget, is she dead or is she incapacitated? That's terrible that I don't know that. I forget which it is. She die? Don't. Please don't email me. I've had so many emails this week. I've had over 400 emails this week. No more emails. Stop emailing me. Just give me a weekend off from the emails, please. No more emails. Dianne Feinstein is out, and Adam Schiff wants to replace her. So he went to a fundraiser in San Francisco, some big high-powered attorney, bunch of people paying a bunch of money, supporting his campaign. And on his way, they're carjacked. And Shifty Shift's stuff gets stolen. All the luggage, all the bags, all the things. So Shifty Shift shows up in a shirt and a jacket. He looked fine. Or a vest or a shirt or something. Yeah, I think he probably looked fine. They didn't care. He told the story. Apparently, he's unfazed. He just shirked it off, shrugged it off, said, no big deal. I got carjacked. Big deal. Car got broken into. All our stuff is gone. Welcome to San Francisco, is what we say on this story. How many Democrat politicians have to be victims of crime before they do something about crime? I'm not in any way calling for anyone to commit crimes against people. They're happening randomly, too. It's not just somebody that's targeted, like a Supreme Court justice, Kavanaugh, or who it was, Kavanaugh's house, was targeted by that crazy guy, the terrorist. It's not just like that, or politicians. Some of these are just random. Shifty Shift was just random. We've had other politicians carjacked in D.C. randomly. They didn't know who was in the car. That's how many carjackings are taking place. A couple of days ago in the same place, San Jose, which is part of the metro area there in San Francisco, San Jose's mayor was on the street doing an interview and a security detail was attacked by freaks on the street. It wasn't much of a security detail either. They didn't handle it all that well, I didn't think. Like, dude, that guy's having trouble beating up that guy? Oof. I saw a video of Patrick Mahomes and Brittany Mahomes on vacation in Cabo San Lucas, walking through a crowded restaurant on their way out, where Raiders fans were heckling them on the way out. And I thought to myself, you're in another country. Everybody knows who you are. You're in a public place. The Raider fans were fine. They didn't get in his face or anything like that, but they were heckling at him. How is Patrick Mahomes going anywhere, anywhere on this planet without a security detail? Honestly, don't think some people are looking at the world that I see or the world that you see. If you listen to this podcast, you see the world the same way I do. You see the danger everywhere, especially in Mexico. Well, I mean, the cartels are notorious for grabbing people and then extorting money in exchange for them. Patrick Mahomes is wandering around in Mexico? Seriously, I wouldn't go anywhere. If I had Mahomes' money, I'm sorry, sweetie. This person's just going to be with us at all times. Like Secret Service, maybe lingering back a couple of feet, whatever. But this dude's going to be here, and he's a badass. He's going with us everywhere. He's going to be on the plane. He's going to be in the room next door when we sleep. He's going to be everywhere. I just can't believe more people don't do it. Very, very surprising. Very surprising. Adam Schiff ripped off from a carjacker. Tough break, buddy. Our final is brought to you by Finch Knife Co. You have until Sunday to save 20% on every Finch pocket knife at their website, finchknifeco.com. 3 days left. Sunday is the end of the 20% off sale. It's the get-ready sale for all the new models coming in. 20% off all Finch pocket knives right now at finchknifeco.com. 30 to 70% off this weekend at Amini's. Private invitation. I'm your invite. This is a private invitation. You mentioned this. You mentioned the podcast. You can save 30 to 70% off retail at the outdoor furniture tent sale. First come, first served indoors on brand new floor models, scratch and dent. They have 72-month 0% financing available right now on everything. Outdoor sectionals, dining tables outdoor, outdoor living, fire pits, cold plunge tubs, traditional or outdoor saunas, game room, pool tables, area rugs, everything on sale. Everything on sale. And 72 months, 0% financing right now at Amini's, 105th and Metcalf. And don't forget Stroud's this weekend. How about a little chicken dinner? I may take my mom to Stroud's. I got to get her to Stroud's. I don't know if it'll be this weekend. I'm going to take my mom to Stroud's in Overland Park. I'm going to get the pan-fried chicken. She's going to get the chicken fried steak. I love the mashed potatoes and gravy. Outstanding. Two locations, Oak Ridge Manor in the Northland and 135th and 69 Highway in Overland Park. Stroud's Catering is online at stroudscatering.com. This is perfect for your family reunion, your picnic, whatever it may be. stroudscatering.com. I've got a birthday coming up in June. I think we're going to have a pool party that day, and I think there could be some Stroud's for us. That's going to be the day for Stroud's. stroudscatering.com. Call them at 913-563-5799 for all the great stuff Stroud's has. Do it different. Stop the sandwich trays and the pizzas. StroudsCatering.com. Our final is Royals legend Eric Hosmer. He's not an all-time great for the Royals, but he did all-time great things, and he was on an all-time great team. So we love Eric Hosmer, and I'm going to predict it right now. Eric Hosmer is going to make another $100 million as a podcaster. His podcast is going to kill it. It's going to become the gold standard in Major League Baseball. It's called Digging Deep. It's outstanding. And he was on with Fernando Tatis Jr. and a couple of other players this week. On his podcast, he was talking about a teammate he had named Kim in San Diego with the Padres, Ha-Sung Kim, who was a rookie from, I think, Korea, South Korea. And he said his rookie year, he said, you know, the Asian players come over and the way they deal with stress is different than American or Latin players. They just burn through cigarettes. It's just pounding them, but it's firing up, man. He said, this dude, his first year, he just crushes cigarettes. I'd be walking down the hallway to the bathroom and I could smell him. And I go down there and he's like, boom, boom, boom. He's firing them off three at a time. He can't smoke enough. Said he came back in year two and he goes, Haas, I'm all better. I'm all better. I've quit the smoking. I'm not doing it anymore. I've broken it. I've shaken it. It's not going to happen again. He said, three or four games in, like six at-bats into the season, and I catch him around the corner, boom, boom, boom. He's firing him up again. The season started and the stress and the pressure were getting to him, and these dudes are just sitting around laughing so hard. It was really funny. Eric Hosmer is personable. He's smart. He's ridiculously good-looking. He apparently now is just an insanely great family man. I think he's back in South Florida. His dad was a firefighter. They got close-knit family. He's having babies. And he's just sitting on a couch as the players come into Miami, having them over to his house, doing a podcast, crushing it. It's called Digging Deep, and it's really good. Way to go, Eric Hosmer. Really, really, really good stuff. That's KKHI for this week. Thank you so much for listening to all the episodes. Please hit the like, follow, or subscribe button. It's absolutely free. If you want to join as a patron, go to kkhasissues.com. It's $5.99 a month. The newsletter will be out on Saturday. We're looking forward to that. We'll have a lot more draft updates after Friday night in the newsletter on Saturday morning. So please subscribe and become a patron at kkhasissues.com. I think you'll like it. We did four patron podcasts this week. Maybe do a fifth this weekend. So a whole bunch of premium content there you can get. It's commercial free. You're going to like that. And we do the newsletter. So if you want to sign up, go to kkhasissues.com, click on Become a Patron. We'd love to have you at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Kevin Keatsman Has Issues has been presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet GMC and is produced by Crooked Tail Media. Please hit the like or follow button wherever you listen or give us a review. For premium content, podcasts, and weekly newsletter, join as a patron at kkhasissues.com for as little as $5 a month. Support all our sponsors and other conservative businesses at thekklist.com.
This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media, Incorporated.